Those who have seen Master's form may please hand up. Those who have seen Master's form within.
Master's form within. Please raise your hands high and keep them up.
Thirteen on this side.
Those have seen strong sunlight, regular.
Strong sunlight. Please raise your hand if you want.
Those who have seen ordinary red light or purple light, please.
Ordinary red light or purple light.
They're behind you, three, four.
Three, yes, I got these.
52.
70.
Those you have seen strong moonlight, please.
Strong moonlight.
Those who have seen ordinary white light or white clouds, please.
White light or white clouds.
Those who have seen golden light or pale light, please.
Golden light or pale light.
Those have seen blue color, blue sky, gray sky.
Blue color, blue sky, gray sky.
Those who have seen stars, please. Stars.
Those who have seen stars.
Those you have seen big star out of that. Big star, more scintillating, more strong light giving.
Big star. 22.
Anyone of you across the big star, or big star at burst?
Anyone crossed the big star or did it burst?
Hands up, please. Hands up.
Three this side.
Six this
four.
Side.
Four.
Six this side.
Four. Ten. Anyone of you seen moon? Small or big?
Small or big moon.
Three. Four behind you.
Twenty-five.
Yes. 36. Any of you that moon burst into pieces, you cross it. Any of you will cross the moon.
If the moon burst and you cross it, it fell into pieces.
And don't do it half-heartedly. If you have seen, hands up full. If not, don't hands up this.
One
this side. Two. I'm sorry.
Three altogether.
Those have seen flashes of light of any color, please.
Flashes of light of any color. All. Almost all.
Thank you.
Those who have seen Master form within, did he speak to you, any of you? Did the Master speak to any of you who have seen Master form? And
anyone who saw Master form within, did he speak to you? If he did, hands up, please. Five, I see, Mara.
There's eight on this side.
Those have seen ordinary sunlight or ordinary moonlight, they should, for future guidance, look continuously to the middle thereof, they will grow bright and burst. Those have seen the bright light, they should look further into it, that will grow bright for the Master form to come up. Those who have seen golden light, in that always Master form comes up. Those who have seen stars, the sky, they should be after stars. Those who have seen stars, they should be after big stars. Those who have seen big stars, they should find out how to open and cross it. And those who have seen the moon, they should look at it, that must give cross it. That three of you have crossed. So those who have seen flashes of light, look at me, I am looking at you. My hand passes. My hand may pass, but you should not pass. You continue looking constantly without break. That will stay then. When that stays, then look into the middle of it. If still there are any men, though you have not seen any flash of light, all pitch dark, they please have a sitting during the day. I can explain again to them that to sit any pose most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer without tension in the body. Close your eyes, forget the world outside and environment too, pay no attention to what is going on in the body below, just fix your whole gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Look intently, mind will keep penetrating to find out what is in there. Repeat the names mentally, one by one at intervals, so that you will get noticed. If you please put in that time, then you find light. And you may report to me. Is there anyone? They may stand up. How many? None. All right. If one or two are there, then please sit down today and report to me in the evening. Now you see that in the terminology of the saints, we are blind. Blind is not the man who has got no eyes on the forehead, but he is blind of Nanak, whose inner eyes is not open. So Master come to make people see those who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind from outside. So why this, how this blindness comes up, that's the point. You take some poison, how it affects. You do not recognize anybody that comes to you. And you do not understand when anybody tells you. So we are drenched in the poison of the outgoing faculties. Naturally, we do not recognize. Our brain does not work. So, what to do? Man, with eyes comes up, you do not recognize me because your inner eyes are closed. So then what to be done? By God's grace, you find anyone coming to you and give you some little experience to further start your way, then please do as he wishes to do. And also, if he comes up, he goes out of compassion, you see, take under his care, unpaid, no membership, no payment, all free, because all gifts and nature are free. This gift is also God's gift, must be given free. So what thing remains there, you should just obey what he says, keep his commandments. So first thing is that, keep his commandments 100%. Don't amend them according to your own wish and pleasure. In that case, the progress will be not much. Sometimes you will make progress, sometimes again you are blank. So be regular, you see, what you want to keep diary. Weed out all imperfections. When you weed out, you naturally, you will know less burden. That burden will be lesser. And you put in regular time for meditation, or for seeing and hearing, then naturally you will progress day to day more. So this is what is to be done. What you should do. To be initiated is also a very great blessing. But those who do not follow him exactly, then this is, that stands in their way of progress. We should do 100% what he says. Keep your life pure. Weed out all imperfections. Give regular time to your meditations. Be honest. Be true to yourself. If your life is not pure, even then you put in time, you won't have much progress. If you put in time and your life is not pure, naturally you won't have progress. Both things go hand in hand. Hitherto, you see, Master used to give some, those who went to him, not all at once. First, it took time to make their vessels clean, make them pure, ethically. Only then they wanted to put in something, give them to start with. Now the times have changed, you know. Who can sit with the master for long? So something is given to the man at the time of initiation, and further things he made, only you are sincerely devoted to the master, the more progress you make. If you are alive to the master within you, when you're seeing anything, somebody is watching you every time, can you do anything wrong? No? So deeds of darkness are always committed in the dark. Or anything which requires any secrecy, separation, mind that there is something wrong there. Be very careful. The God, when master, when initiate, he resides in the master, in the initiate. He watches everything, his way of thinking, where the mind, trend of mind is going. So for that, what is the thing that will keep you vigilant watch? Vacant mind is the home of devil. Don't keep your mind vacant. Keep it occupied. With what? When you are at work, be fully at work. When you have no work, then keep it occupied, sitting, going round, in the sweet remembrance of God. Nothing is lost in nature, whatever words are given by the Master, they are charged. So continuous sweet remembrance of the Master or God in Him will give you boost. As you think, so you become. Master said that when I thought of you, all today I become you and I are one now. As you think, so you become. So our Master used to always say, whenever anybody went to him with a complaint that his mind disturbed him, such and such thing, he always said, well, your sweet memories of God is not regular, not fully what you want to do. So don't let your mind remain vacant, that's the point. Keep it occupied with what you are. If it is remain vacant, then naturally that's the home of devil. People ask what to do. This is the only thing. Have sweet memories of God, constant remembrance, with no break. A Guru Mukhi is told to start his sweet memories of God and not to restart. He will lay you out, then he will restart. He says, he should go on. Even when going to sleep, he should sit in sweet memories of God. The result will be the whole circulation of blood will be going on the sweet memories of God. When you next morning raise up, you will see buoyant and fresh. So this is the main thing which will, I think, make you sure success, give you sure success. Don't let your mind remain vacant. So what is the result? Those who think of God constantly, they become it. And He, I and my Father are one. It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me. That's the keynote of success. Constant remembrance, sweet remembrance. When you remember anybody, you see what it happens. Heart speaks to heart. Other man is dragged. So, what you say, your attention or thought, the biggest thing, keep it occupied. I read when I was in school, I read one boy, he used to always repeat, his name was Wellington, Lord Mayor of London. So it so came to pass, he became the Lord Mayor of London. The thought is very important, you see. Keep, this is the secret of success, key of success. Remain your mind in sweet remembrance of God. When it is required to work, do it. When mentally work is required, do it. Put in hold at it. When you train even your mental work, only yours has the sweet remembrance of God. that you, the modern winding watch that goes on for 24 hours, 36 hours per week. So even a daily winding up the watch of your mind, even in work you won't forget him. This is main secret of success. When your time for meditation comes, put in whole attention to your meditation. When you are at work, be fully in work. Work is worship. If you bring up your children, thinking the God in them, you bring them up, this is also worship. So this is, those who want that way of life, radiation comes here. They radiate love, they radiate the very infection they give to the others who come around him. So each man has got his personara. Those who are higher life, they've got more radiation. And you'll find the criterion of a saint is what? When you sit quite attentive to him, your mind does not run away for the time being. He is attention centralized. And draw your attention, not to run away. When your attention is involved in something, mind cannot work. Very simple things to be followed. And you'll see one day you become a wrestler. The more accurately you do your meditations, the more accurately you pass your day in constant remembrance of God, I think you'll have the success in months. Ramakrishna Paramahansa said, if a man has sweet remembrance for continuously long, for 3 days and nights, he will never come to the world. We cannot even remember for regularly 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours later, for 3 days and 3 nights. Well, there's a work we have to do for our own selves, you see. If you have to earn money for something, you may be made sitting for 2 days, 3 days, weeks. You do it. But strange enough, we cannot do for our own selves. Be very, very shallow. So please make the best use of the time at your disposal, in the man body. That's the highest in all. That's a golden opportunity. You can make the best use of it. By this way, this keynote has been given to you. That God doesn't look to the outer forms or rituals or outer labels you are carrying. He says, what is outer? If you want God, God must meet you. No reason why he should not. He is also waiting for each one of us. If a child is sitting, wants to look to her mother or father, a little wants to move, then his father, mother at once goes and brings him into his lap. If you take one step that way, naturally, surely, he will come up hundreds of steps to receive you. But if the child is playing, and mother, all right, let him go on playing. When he cries, mother comes up and gives him some sweet to, first he's playing with the dolls, and he throws away. Then he gives him some sweet, then he keeps quiet. Again mother goes away. Again he cries. And master gives everything to the child, but he does not accept, and he takes it, and has to be blessed. So this is what is, when God sees the child cannot remain without me, he will come sure and certain to go. If he has not met us so far, it is our fault. Because we have no inkling, no desire, no heart within us. Our whole attention is just identified with the world outside. We have no time to remember him. Whenever we are asked, we say, well, we have no time, chance. How can you put in 2 hours? We cannot even put in 1/2 hour. Those things you consider as most important, they won't go along with you, mind that. The body, which is the first companion, with you to come into the world, if that does not go along with you, how can dream other things which are connected with mind body will come along with you? Consider for a while calmly. No problem is there, very direct talk it is. Our master used to say, who does regular practices, bhajan, he has pity on his own self. He takes pity on his own self. Mind that this is your own personal process, this is meditation. It does not mean 24 hours you will be sitting in mat and doing no work, no honest work. It requires stand on your own legs, support them who are dependent on you, by God give you, and also share with others. But the only thing requires is keep your attention occupied. In sweet remembrance of God when it is vacant, when you are trained, even when you are doing your brain work, even then that sweet remembrance will go on. So please, each minute of our life is very valuable. Kabir says it's worth three planes, one breath. How, what you say, unknowingly a childish way we fritter away your time for it. So submit it to you. I see no question arise. You go on progressing from day to day, from moment to moment. If you keep your every moment that I occupied with sweet remembrance of all, that is sure key to success.